It's that time again for my favorite segment, and hopefully yours too. Let's do it together. Today, we're going to conduct an Instagram audit of your account so that you can have a clear picture of where your account stands and how you can move forward with your content creation. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. We've chatted a lot about Instagram so far, so it's about time to really check in with your account and work on getting it in tip-top shape to help you meet your goals. If you haven't already grabbed my free DIY Instagram audit yet, pause right now. Head to the show notes and grab a copy. This document is going to be our guide for our discussion together today and will allow you to audit your account in real time along with this episode. And just a heads up, you are going to want to set aside some time for this episode because we'll be pausing and working on your audit throughout. All right, got that audit document and have your Instagram open? Let's dive in. The first thing you are going to see is that I ask you to reflect on your top three business goals. This is the important first step before actually diving into your account, because everything you do on your account should be helping you work towards your larger business goals. So I want you to pause and I want you to take a minute to jot down those top three goals you have for your business right now. And then we'll chat how they can translate to our actions on social media. Okay, so you've written down your top three goals. I'm going to chat through a few common goals you might be working toward and what you might pay attention to on your Instagram in order to help you meet those goals. So some of you might be working on building your email list. If this is one of your goals, you're going to want to pay attention to how often you're promoting your lead magnets. Those are the things that help get people on your list. And how many times people are clicking that link in your bio, because that means they're potentially navigating to those lead magnets. If you're working on increasing your revenue, you're going to want to pay attention to how much nurturing content versus promotional content you're posting, as well as link clicks again. And if you're working on getting more visibility so people know about you and your resources, you're going to want to pay attention to how much relatable and educational content you're posting, as well as your engagement rate and followers that are coming into your community. Now, these are just some ideas, but know that your goals should drive what you're doing on your Instagram account. And if you're questioning how your goal can relate to social media and what you're posting on social media, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I'd be happy to work through that with you. Now that we've established your goals, the first stop on our Instagram audit is taking a look at your profile and bio. Now, I have a whole episode on optimizing your bio, so if you want a more in-depth look at getting your bio in tip-top shape, feel free to go back and listen to that as well to help you with this section. And that's episode 4, so that you can go find. Number 1, you want to make sure you have your first name and your title in the name field. I have given you a whole keyword brainstorming page in the back of your workbook. And you want to make sure that your name field includes a keyword that people are searching for to help find people in your niche. For that brainstorming page, what you want to do is start out by typing in potential keywords in Instagram to see if they pop up as trending. Then what I do is I go and check on some potential terms in Google and Pinterest, and sometimes even on TBT if that's your focus. SEO is becoming a key factor for Instagram, but people are still learning to use Instagram like a search engine. So I always like to cross-reference what people are searching in other places, because it's likely that even if it's not trending on Instagram, if it's trending on Google or Pinterest and it relates to your business, someone's probably putting that in the Instagram search bar. So at some point, what you're going to want to do is set aside some time and do a little keyword research and fill in that last page of your workbook. Okay, once you have your name and your title field, you want to make sure that you next look at your actual bio. And your bio should include who you are, how you help people, and a clear call to action that directs people to something that is in your LinkedIn bio. From here, you also want to think about your branding. So do you have a clear branded profile picture that shows your face? When you click on that link in bio, is it branded, organized, and easy to navigate? Because that is key to conversion. And do you include 5 to 6 highlights? More than that becomes hard to navigate, so try to narrow it down to 5 or 6. And do those highlights have clear titles and branded covers? All of those pieces help to show people that you have a cohesive business and helps them easily find the information that they need and want from you. Now go ahead and pause and follow the prompts in the audit workbook to go ahead and clean up your profile and bio. If it seems too overwhelming to do it right now, just make sure to note for yourself what you're going to go back and fix up and get those tasks on your calendar so that they get done. Ever feel like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall when creating your content to market your teacher biz on Instagram? Tired of coming up with more and more content ideas, but feeling like you're never seeing any benefits? Think Instagram just doesn't work for your business? Let me let you in on a little secret. You don't have to feel that way anymore. You can stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and create strategic content. You can create content that helps you reach those big business goals. And you can say with confidence that Instagram does work for your business. All you need to do? Analyze your Instagram data. Don't know how? Not sure where to start? That's where my brand new course, Post and Profit, comes in. You'll learn how to find and understand the analytics Instagram provides for your posts and page, quick data solutions to bypass those most irritating pain points of using social media to market your teacher biz, what data is most important for your business, not anyone else's, and how to bring all those numbers together to create a strategic content plan that will finally help you reach those big business goals. It's time to go from feeling like a ball in tall grass, lost when it comes to marketing your teacher business on Instagram, to feeling confident about exactly the next step you need to take in order to make all of your marketing efforts worth it. Be the first to know when the doors open to the course by signing up for the waitlist in the show notes below. 2024 is about to be the year that you finally feel confident marketing on Instagram. All right, welcome back. I hope you're feeling a little more confident about your profile and bio. Now we're going to jump into looking at your posts. And for the sake of the audit and making it manageable, I just want you to focus on your last 10 posts. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to open up each caption and look for the following things to make sure that you're writing engaging captions that will help you reach your goals. There are checkboxes and lines for you to write notes about each post in the audit document so that you can take advantage of that as you're working through each of these questions. So first, does the post have an engaging hook? So in that first line, does it ask a question? Does it have some sort of witty or catchy comment? Does it start with like how to do something or 3 ways to blank? Something that is going to capture people's attention and let them know what you're going to be talking about in that caption. Next, in the body of your caption, do you break up your paragraphs in no more than 2 to 3 sentences? And do you break up your lists using emojis? So again, people have very short attention spans. We've talked about this a lot. So breaking up your copy in your caption into very short paragraphs or list style will help people better read through and continue reading your caption. Then you want to make sure that you're actually including 1 to 2 keywords in the body of your caption. So again, taking some time to do that keyword research and going back to that list and making sure that they're in there. And then, is there a clear call to action? Do people know what they should be doing after reading that caption and seeing that post? Having each of these elements in your caption has been shown to lead to more engagement and more conversion. So we want to make sure that we're including all of those pieces. Beyond the actual written copy, you want to take a peek at those hashtags. I recommend having hashtags that relate to your target audience, your niche, and the topic of the post. Covering these 3 bases will allow people to potentially find your content, whether they're following hashtags that relate to who they are, following hashtags that relate to what they do, or following hashtags on topics that they're interested in or need help with. Lastly, we need to circle back to our goals. Which goal does this post help you reach? By the way, it's okay if it doesn't feel like it helps you reach any of your goals. That's why we're doing this audit in the first place. Also, you want to know what type of content it is. So is it relatable, educational, and promotional? As well as the kind of content you used here. So did you create a static post, a carousel, or a reel? Depending on our goals and our audience, we're going to want varying percentages of the types of content and the kinds of content that we create. So for example, if you're really working on visibility, you want to make sure the majority of your content is relatable with some educational posts, because we want people to relate to us and then come into our community, and we want to start showing them the value that we can give them. And in order to do that, you should be creating the types of content that have larger reach to bring people into your community. So those would be reels and even some carousel posts. Whew. Okay, that's a lot to work through. So go ahead, pause here, and really dive into your last 10 posts using the workbook as a guide. Now, last but not least, to get a full picture of your account, we do need to look at some analytics. I chat in depth about Instagram analytics in episode 10, so always feel free to go back to that episode for reference if needed. The first thing I want you to know is, what is your best performing content? Because if your best performing content serves your goals, then we want to think about how you can make more content like that. So here's how you're going to find that answer. You're going to navigate to your profile, click on the professional dashboard. Then at the top, it should say Account Insights, and you're going to click See All. In the top on the left-hand corner, it should say the last 30 days. I want you to click that and change it to the last 90 days so we can look at a larger trend. And then you're going to click on See All under Content You Shared. The first post that shows up there is your best performing content for the last 90 days. So take note of it so you can refer back to it later to help you create more similar content. Now, if that type of content doesn't serve your current goals, again, don't panic. This is why we're taking a closer look at your account. And you can always go back and take a look at how you can take pieces of that best performing content and use it to create content that will serve your goals. Finally, I am going to ask you to do some math. Please don't come for me with pitchforks. It shouldn't be too bad. I outline exactly what you need to do in the audit workbook. So what we're going to do first is we're going to calculate your average engagement for your last 10 posts. And again, the workbook works you right through this. So you're going to record the number of likes, comments, saves, and shares for all 10 of your posts. And then you're going to record the reach for all 10 of your posts. Add up the likes, comments, saves, and shares together, and then add up all 10 reach numbers together. You're going to divide the total number of engagement, so that number you got by adding up the likes, comments, saves, and shares, with the total reach. Then you times that by 100 to get your percentage. And again, in the workbook, you can use that as a guide. And you can see if you're on track with the average engagement for the size of your account. So it outlines there what your percentage should be if you have an account less than 1,000, over 1,000 to 5,000, all the way up to 100,000 plus. Okay, why don't you pause here, take a second to do that math before we jump into more numbers. All right, welcome back for the final time. The last thing we're going to look at is what I call your social media conversion rate. Now, this doesn't reflect how much money you've made through social media. That's a whole other episode on its own. But it does give you insight to if you're bringing people into your community and if they're navigating to your offers. So for the last 10 posts, record the number of profile visits, followers, and external link taps for each post. External link taps is just Instagram's fancy way of saying that someone clicked on your link in bio, by the way, if that gets confusing. Add all of those up for all 10 posts and divide that by the total reach of all 10 posts. Again, you're going to times by 100 to get yourself a percentage. Now, if you're working on visibility or bringing more revenue into your business, this is the number you would want to see growing as you post your content. You want to see more people coming into your community and more of those community members navigating to your offers. So go ahead, take a second to calculate that. There isn't a metric to compare this to, like the average engagement number, because it truly depends on what your goals are to decide what you want to shoot for. Okay, you did it. You've successfully completed an Instagram audit. You should be so proud of yourself because that is a lot of information to get through. But having this information is crucial for making sure your Instagram account is helping you meet your goals. It helps you gauge your content against industry standards and allows you to reflect on the kind of content you're creating and if it's giving you the results that you're hoping for. Now, I'm all about celebrating the little things. So once you complete your audit, I want you to do a little celebratory story share on Instagram. Share that and make sure to tag me so I can celebrate right along with you. And if you're still feeling stuck by the end of your audit, feel free to book a mini social media consult with me. We can take a look at your audit in depth, and I can give you targeted advice on how to move forward based on your goals. You can find the link to my calendar right in the show notes. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.